This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhineet Shukla. India and Israel have reiterated zero-tolerance approach towards terrorism in all its forms and manifestations. Both the countries have reaffirmed their commitment to fight this menace. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held talks with Israel Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu today over phone and discussed ways to further strengthen India-Israel strategic partnership. The two leaders also exchanged New Year greetings and wished the people of both the countries peace and prosperity. The real gross domestic product, that is GDP, has been estimated to grow by 7.4% in 2025-26 against the growth rate of 6.5% during the last fiscal year. As per the first advance estimates of GDP for the current financial year, the real GDP is estimated to attain a level of over 201 lakh crore rupees in the current financial year against the provisional estimates of GDP for 2024-25 of over 187 lakh crore rupees. The Ministry of Statistics and Program Implementation said the buoyant growth in services sector has been found to be a major driver in the estimated real growth. The manufacturing and construction in the secondary sector has been estimated to achieve a growth rate of 7%. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that country's reform express continues to gain momentum. Responding to the GDP numbers, Mr. Modi said that this is powered by the NDA government's comprehensive investment push and demand-led policies. He said that government is working to realize the dream of prosperous India, be it infrastructure, manufacturing incentives, digital public goods or ease of doing business. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today said that France is among India's oldest strategic partners and as two nations committed to multipolarity, working together is important for stabilizing the global politics at this stage. In his opening remarks during meeting with Foreign Minister of France Jean-Noël Barrot in Paris, Dr. Jaishankar stated that continuous conversation is an important part of nurturing the relationship. He noted that the meeting is taking place in the backdrop of considerable global uncertainty and it is natural that strategic partners consult very closely. The 123rd meeting of the Enforcement Task Force of Commission for Air Quality Management, that is CAQM, reviewed enforcement and inspection activities across the National Capital Region. During a 16-day enforcement drive, the inspections were conducted across key air pollution sectors, including industries, diesel generator sets, construction and demolition activities, road dust and biomass burning. The Ministry of Environment, Forest and Climate Change in a statement said that special joint inspection drives were also conducted in Delhi to check incidents of biomass and municipal solid waste burning and waste accumulation. These inspections reported 66 instances of biomass burning and 54 instances of waste accumulation. The U.S. military today seized the Russian-flagged oil tanker Marinera linked to Venezuelan oil in the North Atlantic. The vessel previously named Bella One was intercepted for alleged violation of U.S. sanctions in the international waters to the northwest of Scotland. On the other hand, the Russian Transport Ministry said that no state has the right to use force against vessels properly registered in other countries' jurisdictions. Meanwhile, United Kingdom has said that its armed forces provided pre-planned operational support, including basing, to U.S. military in interdicting the Bella One oil tanker between the UK and Iceland. In a statement, UK's Ministry of Defence said that they provided enabling support to the United States at their request. Indian men's and women's squads for the upcoming SAF Futsal Championships 2026 arrived in Bangkok today. The tournament is set to begin in Nonthaburi, Thailand next week. Futsal Tigers and Tigresses, each with 14 players, held a month-long training camp together in Bengaluru before traveling to Thailand for the first ever SAF Futsal tournaments. The men's team, led by Iranian Reza Kordi, will begin their campaign on the 14th of this month against Bangladesh. On the other hand, the women's team, led by Indian Joshua Vaz, will face Maldives in their opening match on the 13th of January. And that is the end of this news bulletin.